感谢主的带领啊，在这么冷的天气呢，我们弟兄姐妹可以聚集在圣殿里面，一起来遵守安息圣日。
Thank to the grace of God during this cold weather that we could gather here to worship God together in this chapel.
啊，我们求神按照他的应许，在安息日当中赐福给大家。
According to God's promises, may He bless us on the Sabbath day.
啊，早上呢，小弟跟大家一起分享的互相勉励的题目是复活的盼望。
The topic of mutual encouragement today will be the hope of resurrection.
我们请翻开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第四章。
Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
第四章的十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
四章十三节
Chapter 4 verse 13
论到睡了的人我不愿意弟兄们不知道恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样十四节
Verse 14
我们若信耶稣死而复活那已经在耶稣里睡了的人神也必将他与耶稣一同带来
Verse 13 But I do not want you to be ignorant brethren concerning those who have fallen asleep lest you sorrow as others who have no hopeVerse 14, For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus.
那这里保罗在勉励帖撒罗尼迦的信徒哈，有一些当时有一些信徒呢，他们信耶稣以后不久呢，他们就过世了。
Over here, Paul was encouraging the members of Thessalonians that those who have believed in Jesus not too long after have fallen asleep.
保罗勉励他们不要太忧伤哦，好像没有盼望的人一样。
Paul encouraged them, do not sorrow like others who have no hope.
啊，我们知道帖撒罗尼迦教会哦，是保罗在非常短的时间呢去传福音所成立的一个教会。
The Thessalonian church was a church that Paul established in a short period of time as he preached the gospel.
好，我们稍微来看一下保罗怎么来成立帖撒罗尼迦教会。
Let us look at how Paul established the Church of Thessalonica.
我们请翻开《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
十七章的第一节。
Chapter 17, verse
1. 使徒行传》十七章的第一节。
Acts chapter 17, verse
1. 啊，这里记载保罗跟希拉。啊，他经过安菲波里、亚波罗尼亚，来到腿撒罗尼迦，在那里有犹太人的会堂。
Over here recorded that Paul and Silas had passed through Amphipolis, Apollonia. They came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews.
那保罗呢？啊，他通常到一个地方去传福音呢，他就会啊到犹太人的会堂里面去哈，从那边开始传福音。
When Paul was preaching the gospel, he would first go to a synagogue of the Jews.
第二节记载呢，保罗按照素常的规矩啊，他连续三个安息日，啊，到啊犹太人聚会的会堂里面呢，跟他们讲解圣经。
As was his custom, Paul went into the synagogue of the Jews and reasoned with the Jews, from the scriptures.
那他所传的福音是什么呢？他传讲耶稣基督哈，必须受死，而且耶稣基督要从死里复活。
Explaining and demonstrating that Christ has to suffer and rise again from the dead.
啊，后来保罗传了福音之后呢，他们就遇到逼迫。
After Paul has preached the gospel, they encountered persecution.
如果你从第四节到第九节读起来的话。啊，那时候保罗都遇到一些犹太人呢，他们跑到那个地方来逼迫保罗他们。
There were not a few of the Jews that went over there to persecute Paul.
啊，我们看第六节哈。
Let's look at verse 6.
啊，找不着他们，就把耶稣和几个弟兄拉到地方官那里喊叫说：“那扰乱天下的也来到这里来了。”
Verse 6, but when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some of brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, These who have turned the world upside down have come here too.
好，所以他们把保罗呢讲座，保罗跟希拉呢，他们说是在扰乱天下的。
So Paul and Silas were labeled as those who have turned the world upside down.
那他们就发起了这个暴动呢，要来抓保罗。
And they took this action to capture Paul. Paul at the time was trying to escape the city of Thessalonica.
十一节就记载哈，有一些弟兄他们就在夜间打发保罗和希拉往庇利亚去。 两人到了那里，就进了犹太人的会堂。
So when the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea, and then when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews.
那从庇利亚呢，后来我们如果十七章继续读的话，后来保罗呢又到了雅典那个地方去了。
And if we continue reading, Paul later on was brought to Athens.
那十六节哈，十七章十六节呢，保罗就在雅典的地方等候，然后他也在那边传福音。So
while Paul waited for them at Athens, he started preaching the gospel.
所以我们看到帖撒罗尼迦教会哈，是保罗呢在很短的时间呢，一般说大概三个礼拜到一个月左右的时间呢，所成立的一个教会。Over
here, we can see that the church in Thessalonica was established in a very short period of time, perhaps 3 weeks or a month.
因为我们刚刚读十七章的第二节，保罗三个安息日呢，就到会堂里面去跟他们讲解圣经。Because
recorded in verse 2,
三个安息日,
in verse 2 of chapter 17, it recorded for 3 Sabbaths.
那如果后来又经过这些暴动扰乱的话呢, 也许一个多星期，也许两个星期呢。所以在很短的时间，保罗他们成立了这个帖撒罗尼迦教会。So
in a short period of time, Paul established the church in Thessalonians.
然后他们就要离开了，后来就到了雅典的地方。After
they departed, they went to Athens.
我们再翻回来帖撒罗尼迦前书的第三章第一节。Let's
refer back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书三章第一节。First
Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1.
保罗说：“我既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典。”第二节。Verse
2.
打发我们的弟兄在基督福音工作上的执事提摩太前去兼顾你们，并且在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。Verse
1. Therefore, when we could no longer endure it, we thought it good to be left in Athens alone. Verse 2, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith.
所以保罗呢，那时候他也非常担心帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。Paul
was very concerned about the members of the Thessalonian church.
因为才几个礼拜的时间成立的教会，他们所听的道理不多。The
church was only established in a few weeks, and the members there did not have a chance to listen to the gospel.
没有听很多道理的。Did not
listen to much gospel.
那所以他又打发提摩太去，叫提摩太去兼顾他们的信心。Paul
sent Timothy to encourage their faith.
第三章第六节说，但提摩太刚才从你们那里回来，将你们的信心和爱心的好消息报给我们。
Verse 6, now that Timothy has come to us from you and brought us good news of your faith and love.
所以后来提摩太去了，又回来跟保罗报好消息说，帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，他们还是保持他们的信心，而且他们也有爱心。Timothy
brought back a report to Paul, saying that the Thessalonian church have kept their faith and have good works.
第七节呢，保罗呢，虽然在苦难当中，但是因为听到帖撒罗尼迦信徒的信心跟爱心，他就得到安慰。Therefore,
in all our affliction and distress, we were comforted concerning you by your faith.
事实上，帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，他们也是受到逼迫，在第二章的十四节那边记载，他们也是受到当地的人信仰上很多的逼迫。
In reality, the Thessalonian church was also persecuted for their faith.
所以我们可以说，帖撒罗尼迦教会哈是一个苦难当中成长的教会。
We could say that the Thessalonian church is a church that grew out of tribulation.
啊，帖撒罗尼迦教会也是一个有信心、有爱心的一个教会。
The Thessalonian church is also a church of faith and love.
啊，那他们刚信主之后呢？他们刚信主就遇到这么大的逼迫、这么大的患难。
Surely after they believe in the Lord, they encountered such tribulation and persecution.
啊，所以我们可以说呢，帖撒罗尼迦教会哈，用我们现在的话讲呢，就是一个信仰的速成班呐、啊。他一信了以后呢，就遇到患难了、啊。神要让他们的信仰快速的成长。
So we could say the Church of Thessalonians was a church that that encountered trial by fire.
我们今天在教会也会看到有一些信徒哈、哦，啊，在纽约市啊，几十年前呢，有一个慕道者一户家庭呢，他们刚来信了以后呢，然后这家里面呢，啊，这位当母亲的他就得到癌症了。
So back then, there was a member in New Jersey, after she believed in the Lord, she had cancer.
啊，那时候教会的信徒啊，教会的负责人非常担心哦，因为他们全家才刚信主而已。
At the time, the church council was worried because they believed in the Lord not too long ago.
啊，那去他家家庭聚会哦，因为他得到癌症啊，非常的辛苦哦。去聚会的时候就要能坐都没办法坐，就躺在那个椅子上哈、哦，啊，这样跟大家一起查经聚会。
So when the members went over for Bible study at her house, she could not sit, but rather had to lie down for service.
啊，那时候大家都非常担心哈、哦，啊，这信仰不晓得他们能不能支撑得住。
And the members were worried whether she would be able to continue her faith.
啊，那感谢神呢！啊，这是信仰的一个速成班哦。在这患难当中呢，他们体验到更大神的恩典，花更长的时间在祷告哈、啊。在很短的时间里面，他们体验到神的恩典，也在很短的时间让他们信仰快速的成长。
But thanks to the grace of God, this is an accelerated lesson for this family in which they were able to quickly mature in the faith.
那帖撒罗尼迦教会啊，也是类似这种情况。
The Thessalonian church has a similar situation.
啊，他们信主之后也遇到很大的患难。
After they believed in the Lord, they encountered great tribulation.
啊，所以保罗写帖撒罗尼迦啊前书呢，就在勉励他们。
In the book of Thessalonians, Paul encouraged them.
啊，第四章以后呢，就勉励他们生活上所遇到一些问题，保罗在教导他们。
In chapter 4, Paul was teaching them some of the issues they are encountering in their daily lives.
啊，第四章以后呢，保罗勉励他们要慎洁哈，远避淫行啊，因为当时的社会呢，啊。非常的淫乱。
In chapter 4, Paul taught them that they should sanctify themselves and abstain from sexual immorality because the society that they lived in was very corrupt.
然后不要放纵自己的邪情私欲。
And to not walk in, not follow the passion of your own lust.
啊，然后后来保罗第四章的后半部还有第五章哈、哦。保罗跟他们分享啊一段很深奥的道理。
The latter part of chapter 4 and early chapter 5, Paul shared with them a truth.
啊，这个是比较深的道理哈。
It is of a deeper teaching.
啊，就有关啊，他也看到当时帖撒罗尼迦教会呢，有一些弟兄姐妹哈。他们信主以后不久，他们就过世了，所以他们也非常的伤心，好像没有盼望。怎么信主以后会有这种事情呢
？At the time, there are some brethren that have fallen asleep not long after they believed in the Lord.
所以保罗呢，就跟他们讲这复活方面的道理。
So Paul encouraged them the truth about the hope of resurrection.
我们刚刚读到十三节哈，保罗是讲到说，论到睡了的人呢。
In verse 13, which we read earlier, Paul described those who have fallen asleep.
啊，在圣经里面哈，把这个睡了的人哈，事实上他是已经死了，但是把他称为是睡了哈。我们看到是从耶稣开始，耶稣开始这样讲。
So in the Bible, sometimes it will record those who have fallen asleep.But these people are really dead.
那从耶稣开始讲。
And this saying started by Jesus.
我们来看约翰福音十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章的十一节。
John chapter 11 verse 11.
约翰福音十一章十一节。
John chapter 11 verse 11.
耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。”
These things Jesus said after that he had said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up."
啊，十二节，门徒说：“主啊，他睡了就必好了。”啊，门徒呢，以为说啊，那睡就让他睡啊。
But the disciples in verse 12 said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well."
啊，十三节哈。耶稣说这话使得他死说的，他们却以为是说照常睡了。
But in verse 13, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest in sleep.
啊，所以拉撒路虽然过世，但是耶稣把他称作其实他是睡的。
Even though Lazarus was dead, Jesus described it as he fell asleep.
我们再来看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
啊，第七章的六十节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 60。
第七章的六十节。
Chapter 7 verse 60。
啊，这里第七章在描写尸体反的事情。
Over here record the event that happened to Stephen。
那我们看尸体反，那最后哈，啊，最后他死的时候，圣经怎么记载
？After Stephen had died, how did the Bible record his death？
啊，第七章的六十节。
Chapter 7 verse 60。
又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话就睡了。扫罗也喜悦他被害。
Verse 60, then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
斯蒂凡呢，他遇到大逼迫，然后呢，他被石头打死。然后他快死的时候，他向神祷告，不要将这个罪归于他们。
Stephen encountered great persecution and he was stoned to death. Before he died, he asked God not to count the sin against them.
那圣经很奇妙，这里也记载说，说了这一话他就睡了。
And the Bible recorded the phrase, after he said this, he fell asleep.
我们再看《使徒行传》的十三章三十六节。
Let's look at Acts 13.
十三章三十六节。
Acts 13:36。
大卫在世的时候，遵行了神的旨意，就睡了。
For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep.
我们看英文讲的哈，跟中文不太一样，但是英文讲的就是，刚我们听翻译所念的，就是像在中文那个小字哈，小字说。大卫按神的旨意服侍了他那一世代的人，就睡了。
Over here records that David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep.
啊，所以这就是他大卫他一生的意义哈，他的目的。他服侍了那一个世代的人之后呢，圣经记载他就睡了。
David, as his purpose in life, served his own generation by the will of God, and afterwards he fell asleep.
啊，我们再看马太福音的二十七章。
Let's also turn to Matthew 27.
二十七章的五十二节。
Verse
52. 二十七章的五十二节。
Chapter 27, verse 52.
这是记载耶稣他被钉十字架，然后他耶稣死的景象。
Over here, it records how Jesus was crucified and the image that happened afterwards.
五十二节说，父母也开了，一岁圣徒身体多有起来的。
Verse 52, it records, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who have fallen asleep were raised.
这里说已睡的圣徒就是那之前呢已经过世的那些圣徒啊，他们的身体就都起来，像睡觉一样，后来又醒过来了。
The saints, the body of the saints who have fallen asleep are those saints that were dead previously but were resurrected again.
所以我们圣徒呢，我们信耶稣的，我们信徒呢，我们过世了以后呢，其实在神眼中看来，我们其实是睡了，就像睡了一样，因为你还会再醒过来。
For us believers who have died, to God, it looks like to God it is just us falling asleep because we will be raised again.
所以如果我们过世了哈，其实在写故人略历的时候哈，很多人写故人略历会写说他在某一年某一日因为什么病，后来就离世了，归回主的怀抱。
So sometimes on the tombstone, there will be some carving saying this person died on this certain date and the reason, and the Lord will come again.
其实哈，也可以写说他在某一年某一日哈，他就睡了。其实不是过世啊，神眼中看来，其实他是睡着了。
Or alternatively, it could be recorded that this person has fallen asleep on a certain date, and fallen asleep on a certain date.
好，我们再翻回来《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第四章。
So let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
第四章的十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
第四章的十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
这里说我们若信耶稣死而复活，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
Verse 14, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus.
保罗这里跟帖撒罗尼迦信徒讲一个很重要的道理，就是你们要信耶稣是从死里复活。
Over here, Paul taught the Thessalonian church an important concept, that isYou have to believe that Jesus rose from the dead.
这是我们盼望哈，我们对未来盼望的一个根基，一个来源。
This is the source of our hope.
我们看彼得前书第一章第三节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
彼得前书第一章第三节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
这里说我们对未来怎么会有这个活泼的盼望呢？
Over here asked, how do we have a living hope?
就是要借着耶稣基督从死里复活。
That is through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
所以耶稣基督如果没有从死里复活的话，我们对将来的复活我们也没有盼望。
If Jesus Christ did not resurrect from the dead, then we would not have a living hope in the future.
所以呢，要信耶稣基督从死里复活，这在我们信仰上，这是非常重要的一个信仰。
So to have the belief that Jesus Christ has resurrected from the dead, it is critical to our faith.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章呢，也将这个道理阐明得更清楚。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul further expand on this truth.
我们看哥林多前书的十五章二十节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20.
哥林多前书十五章二十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20.
但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出手的果子。
But now Christ has risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
保罗这里也讲哈，基督已经从死里复活了。
Paul mentioned that Christ is risen from the dead.
然后成了睡了之人，所有就是已经过世之人呢，他从死里复活，这是所有睡了之人出手的果子哈。
And has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
啊，什么是出手的果子？就是它是第一颗哈，第一颗长出来的一个果子。
What is the first fruit? It is the fruit that was first born.
就是所有睡了之人，所有死掉的人呢？耶稣是第一个哈从死里复活的，所以就是 first fruit， 第一颗果子从死里复活。
He is the first person who has fallen asleep that became that rose. So he's the first fruit.
好，所以二十一节说，死既因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。
Therefore, in verse 21, since by man came death.By man also came the resurrection of the dead.
啊，在亚当里，众人都死了，因为亚当犯罪了。
In Adam, all men are dead because Adam has sinned.
啊，这里又说死人复活也是因一人而来，就是因为耶稣基督而来。
By man also came resurrection of the dead because Jesus has resurrected from the dead.
我们再看二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25.
十五章的二十五节。
Chapter 15, verse 25.
因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。
For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet.
那他这里讲仇敌是指谁呢？
Who are the enemies referenced here?
二十六节说，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
Verse 26, the last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
二十六节说，他最后毁灭的这个仇敌就是死亡啊，就是死亡。
Verse 26, the last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
啊，所以就是记载耶稣基督从死里复活呢，他能够战胜死亡。
Jesus, through the resurrection of the dead, resurrection was able to destroy death.
那我们再看十五章的五十五节。
Let's also look at chapter 15, verse 55.
哥林多前书十五章五十五节。
First Corinthians 15, 55.
啊，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？Verse 55. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory?
五十六节。
Verse 56.
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
我们看到保罗他这里把死把死好像描写像一个 monster 像一个怪兽，像一个野兽一样。
Paul illustrated death here like a wild beast.
这里呢说死这个野兽，这个怪兽死呢，它有一个毒钩哈，它有一个毒钩。
This wild beast, which is death that has died, has a sting.
那它毒钩是指什么？就是指的罪。
And his sting is sin.
啊，凡是你被这个毒钩、被这个罪咬到、被刺到，你就一定会死。
If you're stung by the sting, you would die.
因为罪的工价就是死啊。
Because the wage of sin is death.
我们看罗马书六章二十三节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
啊，罗马书六章二十三节。
Romans 6:13.
六章二十三节。
Verse 23.
啊，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
人为什么会死？因为有罪的关系。
Why do humans die? Because of sin.
那这个罪呢，是从亚当犯罪了以后就留下来，所以亚当之后的人全部都犯罪。
This sin came from Adam, who has sinned, so every man that came after Adam has the sin.
啊，既然我们有罪，每一个人都会死，这没有一个人可以避免的。
Since we all have sin, so everyone will die, it is unavoidable.
那这里呢，要死的毒钩就是罪哈，然后罪的前世就是律法。
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
啊，所以因为有这个律法呢，你就知道这个你犯的这些事情呢就是罪哈。
Because of this law, we know the action that we is taken is considered sin.
啊，那神呢也有记载，圣经里面记载有神的很多的律法。
The Bible recorded many laws of God.
那如果犯了这些律法呢，我们就是犯罪了。
If we transgress against the law, then we have committed sin.
亚当犯罪，因为没有听神的话，分别善恶果子不能吃。啊，他违背了神的这个命令。
Adam has transgressed against the command of God, therefore he has sinned.
啊，所以他犯罪以后呢，这个死就临到这个世界。
When he sinned, therefore death came into the world.
那五十七节哈，我们刚刚谈的哥林多前书15章的五十七节哈。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57.
这里说，感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们怎么能够得胜这个死亡呢？
How can we take victory over death?
借着耶稣基督，我们就能够得胜死亡。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can conquer death.
那为什么我们借着耶稣基督能够得胜死亡呢？
Why would we be able to conquer death through our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们看以赛亚书的53章。
Let's look at Isaiah 53.
53章第四节。
Verse 4.
到第六节。
Through 6.
以赛亚书53章第四节到第六节。
Isaiah 53, verse 4 through 6.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。第五节。
Verse 5.
哪知道他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。第六节。
Verse 6.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，神使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。第六节记载说，神使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Verse 6, it says, The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
所以本来我们有罪啊，我们有罪，所以我们都会死亡。
Originally, we all have sin, so we will all die.
那后来神呢，借着耶稣基督呢，来到这个世界上，把我们众人的罪全部都归在耶稣基督身上。
But God, through Jesus Christ, who came into the world, has laid...All of our iniquity on Jesus Christ.
这样我们可以借着耶稣基督，我们就能够战胜死亡，我们就能够得胜。
So through Jesus Christ, we can conquer death, we can be victorious.
因为借着耶稣基督，我们就没有罪了。
Through Jesus Christ, we can achieve sinless.
因为所有的罪都归在他身上了。
Because all of our sins.Have been laid upon him.
所以我们能够战胜死亡，我们以后也可以复活。
If we can conquer death, we can resurrect.
所以我们看到哥林多前书15章57节哈，才会说感谢神，我们借着耶稣基督就能够得胜。
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, thanks to be God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
那能够得胜什么呢？就是能够得胜这个死亡。
What are we victorious over? We are victorious over death.
所以耶稣基督呢，能够从死里复活，它是一个出手的果子呢，这是一个很重要的一个关键。
So Jesus Christ, who has conquered death, and became the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep, is an important concept.
因为耶稣是出手的，然后我们就跟着耶稣呢，我们跟着他的后面，我们也将来也会复活。
Jesus is the first fruit over death, and we follow after him, so eventually in the future we can also resurrect.
我们看哥林多前书十五章的二十三节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23.
二十三节哈，十五章二十三节。
Chapter 15, verse 23.
当个人是按照自己的次序复活，出手的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
Verse 23, but each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming.
好，所以耶稣是出手，他第一个复活的，然后在以后我们这些属基督的也跟着耶稣一样，我们都可以复活了。
Christ is the first fruits, and afterwards, we who are of Christ will follow in order.
所以我们看到保罗哈，还有彼得，他们都讲同样的话哈，就是信耶稣是从死里复活，这是我们对未来的盼望的一个来源，还有一个根基。
If we look at what Peter and Paul said, that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, so as such, we will have hope for the future.
如果你不信耶稣基督从死里复活，你将来也没办法去复活，因为耶稣是出手的果子，我们是属耶稣的，我们是在后面的。
If we do not believe that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, then we will have no chance of resurrection because Christ is the first fruit from the death, and we are just following his order.
好，那复活的情况是怎么样呢？
So what is the statehood of being resurrected?
我们看哥林多前书十五章的三十五节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 35.
好，有人就在问说，诶，那死人怎么复活呢？啊，死人复活，他要带着什么身体来呢？
Verse 35, but someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come?
啊，是不是还我们复活以后又带着这个肉体呢？我们又这样子复活起来呢？
When we are raised from the dead, do we still have the same body?
那你复活以后呢，是小孩子的样式，还是大人的样式，还是老人的样式呢？
After you have resurrected, will you take the form of a child or an adult or an old person?
啊，保罗他在这里解释，其实复活我们已经不是带着肉体的生命了。
Paul explains here that after we have resurrected, we do not take on the form of a body.
啊，所以三十六节我们看保罗说哈，无知的人啊，你们所种的若不死，就不能生。三十七节。
Verse 36.
36,
foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. Verse 37.
好，三七节，并且你所种的不是那将来的形体，不过是籽粒，即如麦子或是别的谷，别样的谷。
Verse 37, what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain.
啊，保罗他做一个比喻啦，我们现在活在这个世界上，我们这个肉体哈，就像你在种一个种子一样哈，你把它种到这个土里面。
Paul made a parable, in which you sow a seed.
啊，那你种的这个果子哈，将来种到里面以后呢，啊，它埋在土里面以后，它将来会结出果子出来，会是花或者是。或者是谷物哈，会结出来。
And the seed after it's been sown will bear fruit, whether it's wheat or some other grain.
啊，所以保罗在讲这个籽粒哈，就是像我们的肉体一样。
So this parable is the seed is like our body.
啊，所以三十七节说哈，并且你们所种的不是那将来的形体，不过是籽粒哈。我们种的这个籽粒哈，不是将来复活的形体，不是的。这是我们的肉体而已。
So our physical body is like a seed that's being sown, and when we are resurrected, we come in another form.
啊，三十八节哈，神随自己的意思给每一个子粒有不同的形体的。
Verse 38, but God gives a body as He pleases, and to each seed its own body.
啊，譬如说野兽，兽有它的一个形体，鸟也有它的形体。鱼也有鱼的形体，我们人有我们人的形体，所以每一个子粒的形体不太一样。
Just like every animal has its own body, and humans have their own body, so every body is different.
啊，四十节保罗讲到哈，有天上的形体，也有有天上的形体，也有地上的形体。
Verse 40, there are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies.
啊，所以我们复活以后，不是在带着这个肉体的这个子粒的形体，而是天上的一个形体。
When we are resurrected, we do not carry the terrestrial bodies, but rather celestial bodies.
啊，所以四十节最中间他说哈。但天上的形体的荣光是一样，地上形体荣光又是一样。
That part, verse 40, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another.
天上的形体的荣光是一种，这里说一样，不是说都一样，就是 one kind, 就是属于一种。然后地上形体，我们的荣光也是一种，又属于另外一种。
So the glory of the celestial is one kind, and the glory of the terrestrial is another kind.
我们看四十二节。
Let's look at verse 42.
死人复活也是这样说，重的是必朽坏的，复活是不朽坏的。
So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption; it is raised in incorruption.
所以我们所重的是朽坏，就是我们这个肉体种下去，像子粒种下去，这个是会朽坏的。
So our body that we are sowing as seed is corruptible.
但是将来复活的形体是不是肉体？将来复活是天上的形体，是不会朽坏的。
But the body that is raised in resurrection is incorruptible.
四十三节说，所种的是羞辱的，复活是荣耀的。
Verse 43, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory.
然后所种的是软弱的，复活是强壮的。
It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power.
我们这个肉体确实是羞辱，确实是软弱的。
Our body is dishonorable and weak.
我们肉体会生病，我们肉体会疲倦，我们肉体确实是非常的软弱。
Our bodies get sick and tired, it is indeed weak.
但是我们复活以后是强壮的。
But when we are resurrected, we will rise in power.
四十四节说，所种的是血气的身体，复活是灵性的身体。
It is, we have a body that is,
四十四节。
Verse 44, it is sown in a natural body and raised in a spiritual body.
所以我们所种的这个子粒是血气的身体的。也这个血气的身体就是指前面是朽坏的，是羞辱的，是软弱的身体。
This natural body is of the blood and flesh, which is corruptible, dishonorable, and weak.
那将来复活，我们是灵性的身体，是强壮的，是荣耀的，是不朽坏的。
But the spiritual body is raised in glory, in power, incorruptible.
所以就让我们对将来我们人生将来有一个盼望。
Therefore, we have a hope of resurrection in the future.
如果你的盼望全部在这个肉体上的话你会越来越没有希望。
If your hope lies within this human body, you will have less and less hope.
因为你会看到你的肉体是越来越衰残，越来越软弱，越来越没有力气的。
Because you will notice your body becomes weaker and weaker, and you no longer have the energy.
你会看到你的肉体也越来越痛苦。
And your body will encounter more and more sufferings.
所以我们的盼望不能盼望停留在这个肉体。
So our hope cannot rest in this natural body.
可能我们的盼望要盼望在将来复活属灵的身体。
But our hope needs to rest in the spiritual body.
那这样我们活在这个世界上呢？保罗也勉励哥林多，勉励帖撒罗尼迦教会哈。当他们活在这个世界上的时候，我们当怎么去做
？Paul also encouraged the Thessalonian church. How should we conduct ourselves while we're still living on this earth?
我们看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的五章第六节。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章第六节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6.
所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober.
这里说睡觉不是我们前面指的说啊人过世的睡觉哈，这里的睡觉是指的他不警醒，也不谨守。
So the sleep here does not refer to death, but rather a person that is not vigilant.
因为第七节说，因为睡了的人是在夜间睡的，醉了的人也是在夜间醉的。
For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night.
所以保罗勉励我们活在这世界上的时候，我们要警醒。
Paul encourages us that while we are still on earth, we need to be vigilant and watchful.
而且要谨守。
We need to keep sober.
这谨守呢，就是我们看英文讲说要 be sober， 其实就是没有酒醉了，没有像醉酒一样。
So being sober is not to get drunk with alcohol.
所以第七节保罗才会讲说，像夜间睡觉的人，或者是像酒醉的人一样，因为他们就是酒醉的人，就是没有 sober， 没有警醒。
So those who are drunk are not sober.
所以如果你不警醒、不谨守的话，其实我们一天过一天，我们也不知道说我们今天是何年何月何日啊。
If we're not sober and keep watch, we would not know which day, which month it is.
我们也不知道说我们的生命还有多久。
We do not know how many more days we have for, in our lifetime.
我们可能还继续过着一个自私的生活。
We continue to live a selfish life.
我们可能继续过着一个随心所欲的生活，放纵自己情欲的一个生活。
We continue to live using our own in our own passion.
我们这种生活形态呢，会觉得我好像可以永远的活下去一样。
This lifestyle, thinking that we can continue to live like this.
好像我可以永远活下去，我永远不会死的样子。
Living like there is no way that you'll die.
这样的生活呢，就是不警醒也不谨守。
This type of lifestyle is not watchful nor sober.
如果警醒谨守的生活，他知道说，其实他的年日是有限的，他的每一天的生活呢，要像圣经记载大卫的生活我们刚读使徒行传，大卫他服侍了当时四代人的一生，他就睡着了。
This we need just like we read before David. Who served his generation by the will of God and then fell asleep.
如果过着警醒谨守的生活我们知道有一天我们需要来面对主耶稣。
If we live a watchful and sober life, we know that one day we must meet our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要在耶稣的台前来接受审判。
In front of the judgment throne, we will be judged.
我们在世界上所做的一切，所说的每一句话，将来在耶稣台前都要受审判。
Every word we speak, and every action we do will be judged.
这样我们就能够过一个警醒、谨守的一个生活。
This way we can live a watchful and sober life.
保罗又这里讲十一节又讲说呢，所以你们应该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
Verse 11, therefore, comfort each other and edify one another just as you also are doing.
这里讲到说要互相建立。
Over here, comfort one another.
Build up each other, edify each other.
Edify each other.
所以我们在教会生活里面，我们弟兄姐妹，我们活在这个世界上的时候，我们要过彼此劝慰，互相建立。建立信仰就是 build up each other, 建立把我们的信仰能够建立起来。
While we're on earth, we must edify and build up each other in the faith.
这是我们还活在世界上所要做的。
This is what is required of us while we are still on earth.
帖撒罗尼迦教会呢，我们刚刚也提到它是一个有信心又有爱心的一个教会。
The Thessalonian Church is a church of faith and love.
我们看保罗在第一章的第三节这样子说。
In chapter 1, verse 3, Paul wrote,
第一帖撒罗尼迦前书一章三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3.
在神我们父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father.
它是一个帖撒罗尼迦教会因为有信心他信心不是只有在知识而已，而是确实的相信，而是把他道理把它行出来。
The Thessalonians church is a church of faith, not only in knowledge but also in action.
如果确实的相信的话，我们就会预备自己。
If we truly believe in this faith, we will equip ourselves.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章保罗 也同样的话，他又讲了一次。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.Paul speak the same words.
第五章的第八节。
In verse 8.
但我们既属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
Verse 8. Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation.
在我们在活在世界上的时候，我们怎么做呢？其实信望爱是非常重要的。
So while we're on earth,having faith and love is very important.
信耶稣基督从死里复活。
We have the faith that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead.
我们将来有一天，我们也要跟着耶稣基督一样从死里复活。
One day we will resurrect, from the dead with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有这个得救的盼望当作头盔就好像在我们的头上，我们有天上的这个盼望。
We have this helmet of salvation as our hope.
然后在世界上我们活着的时候有爱心来实行我们的爱心。
While we're on this earth, we have the, we have love, for one another.
因为这个爱可以存到永远。
Because love will endure forever.
我们看哥林多前书十三章第八节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8.
哥林多前书十三章第八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8.
爱是永不止息，先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能终必停止，知识也必终归于无有。
Verse 8, love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away.
保罗这里说爱是永不止息的。
Over here, Paul mentioned that love never fails.
你这个做先知讲道说方言其实到有一天这个会停止的。
Prophecies and tongues, one day they will cease.
等到耶稣基督来，等到世界末了的时候，其实这些已经不需要了。
When Jesus Christ come again and this world is destroyed, prophecies, tongues, these things are no longer needed.
但是爱还会继续的存留。
But love will continue to exist.
因为耶稣基督会纪念我们在世界上所做的爱心。
Because Jesus Christ will remember the love we have done on earth.
十三节。
Verse 13.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
等到耶稣基督再来的时候，其实我们不需要有信心了。
When Jesus Christ come again, we no longer need faith.
因为你已经看到了，其实你不需要信心了。
Because you have seen him, you no longer need faith.
你也不需要有盼望了，因为你那盼望已经实现了。
You don't need hope anymore because the hope has been realized.
但是你这个爱心呢，神将来在天上会持续的纪念，所以爱是永不止息的，爱是长存的。
But love.God will remember and will endure. That's why the greatest of these is love.
那这是我们还活在这世界上的时候，我们所应该有的态度应该有的心态。
So this should be the attitude and mentality while we are still living on earth.
所以保罗最后回来在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章十三节保罗勉励他们说呢，你们不要过分的，不要这么的忧愁忧伤啊。
So that is why in First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13, Paul encouraged the believers, do not sorrow.
啊，因为你太过分的忧伤，好像是没有盼望的人一样。
Because if you sorrow to the extreme, it is as if you have no hope.
啊，你如果有这个信心的话，你对将来有盼望的话，我们是会伤心，没错，但是不要太过分的伤心。
If you have this hope and you have the faith, yes, you will sorrow, but do not overly sorrow.
啊，因为我们知道将来有一天我们在天上，我们还会再见面。
Because we know that one day we will meet again in heaven.
啊，不是带着肉体，而是带着属灵的身体。
Not in the terrestrial flesh, but of the celestial flesh.
在过去两个月之内呢，小弟所认识的人有四个，有四个人过世。
Over the past 2 years, past two months, I personally know 4 people that have passed away.
啊，当然呢，这对小弟也是打击很大，那也是非常的伤心。
And of course, it's a big shock to me, and I am also sorrowed. 啊，
但是查考圣经以后，其实我们得到很大的安慰。
But after examining the Bible, I find great comfort.
啊，因为我们将来有复活的盼望。
Because we have the hope of resurrection.
啊，这个肉体其实只是短暂的。
This physical flesh is only temporary.
啊，如果我们将我们的盼望都停留在这个肉体的话，我们会非常的失望，也会非常的伤心。
If our hope rests in this physical body, we will be very sad and broken-hearted.
啊，那小弟所认识的四个人当中，有一个是传道娘。
The four people that I know, one of them is a pastor's wife.
啊，他在世界上做成美好的圣工，啊，非常有爱心的接待客人，也非常有爱心的啊去探访访问弟兄姐妹。
She had a lot of love towards the brethren, and she did a lot of good works.
啊，其这四个当中有一个是当传道的。
One of the four was a pastor.
啊，跟小弟是同年的，啊，同一年出生的，啊，跟我是同样年纪的。
And the pastor was born the same year as I, so we are the same age.
啊，他在世界上啊，劳碌做神的圣工，一直到最后一刻。
He was laboring for Jesus until the very last minute.
啊，然后其中另外一位是我的母亲，还有一位是我的表姐。
The other two, one is my mother and my cousin.
啊，那他们在世界上也做成美好的圣工，啊，神也纪念他们在世界上的劳苦。
They did wonderful works for God on earth, and God will remember their labor.
啊，所以凡有血气的哈，其实它的美容，圣经记载就像草，就像花一样。
So any flesh that is anybody that has flesh and blood is like a flower or grass that will wither.
因为草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Because the grass will wither and the flower will fall.
啊，但是如果我们信耶稣基督，我们有复活的盼望的话，我们对将来有复活的盼望，啊。那我们活在这个世界上，我们不会过分的忧伤，我们对将来有盼望。
But if we believe in the hope of resurrection, then we will not be overly sorrowed while we're on this earth.
好，我们做彼此的勉励，一起来唱诗208首。
This is our mutual encouragement. Let us sing hymn 208. Please be seated.
我们现在做最后的祷告。
Now we will make our concluding prayer.
那我们祷告呢？我们也继续为我们所知道教会一些软弱的弟兄姐妹，我们继续帮他代祷。
We will continue to pray for our brothers and sisters, who we know are weak.
我们求神继续来带领我们在法拉盛这边的弟兄姐妹的信仰。
We ask the Lord to continue to guide our faith of our brothers and sisters in the Flushing Church.
我们求神来坚固这个教会。
We ask the Lord to strengthen this church.
我们一起跪下祷告，愿意接受按手的可以到前面来。
We will kneel down and pray. Those who wish to receive the laying of hands may come forward.